This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. I love me, and I love my little boy, Adrian, and I love our guest today. It is the only and one, the king of pickleball, Mr. Rob Sperry. Are you excited enough about it?
I'm so excited for it.
Now we want him to come to town.
I told him I want to sign up. That's my number one goal, is to be in the first pupil in the Rob Sperry School of Pickleball.
Yeah. So hello, Rob Sperry. How are you, buddy?
I feel a little uncomfortable being called the king of pickleball. I'm still a rookie.
Well, you're such an athlete. And who was it? Robert McFarland. Can I tell a fast story about Robert McFarland, real quickly? I can't believe I pronounced his name wrong. So McFadden calls me in the middle of the night on the Friday night and says, I need $12 million. I go, what? He goes, I need $12 million. I go, for what? He goes, I'm in a real estate deal and it's going to crater. And if I don't get $12 million next week, I'm in trouble. And I go, well, Rob, I like have $12. He goes, I know, but you know somebody. I go, I don't know anybody like with money like that. He said, yes, you do. So I said, okay, send me a one-page report on the deal. And he said, okay, I'll do it. So he sends me a one-page report on the deal, and he's such a nice guy, and it's going somewhere because he told me about you, so this whole thing goes to you. So that's why I'm telling the story. So by the time it's over, he sends me a one-page deal, and I look at it, and I kind of understand it. So I send it to a billionaire I know that is in real estate, right? And he goes, Monday morning, I get a call from the guy. He goes, this deal's in Park City, Utah, Tom. I go, yeah. He goes, my attorney and my real estate partner is there. I go, yeah. He goes, yeah. So I go, well, that's interesting. Why don't I hook you guys up? He said, fine. I'll make the call, is what I said. And I called and asked Rob McFadden two questions. Number one, can you send me some more information on this? And number two, how much money do I make if we get the deal done? So he gave me this outrageous number of how much money I would make, and I forgot about it. And last week, guess what happened? They did the deal, and McFadden sent me the money.
Wow.
But in the middle. Can you believe it? He never broke his word. He never tried, you know, because it was from pie in the sky out here to reality right here. And that's a huge difference of bad memory. And he never, ever flinched. So that's a testimony to all you people out there that think you're a network marketer. No, you are a contact mapper. You are building a database of names. Some people aren't contact. That guy, that real estate guy, is not a network marketer, but I know him. And that's all I want you guys to do is think from there. You know so many people. And the more information that you map about them, the more power you have in the world over the years. That was not supposed to happen. So here comes the guy from Monavie. What's his name? That was the president of Monavie.
Which one?
You know the owner.
Oh, Dallin?
Dallin Larson has a sister. Yeah. What's her name?
It wasn't his sister. It was probably his ex-wife, Bev.
His ex-wife. What was her name?
Bev.
Bev Larson. I have no memory. Unless I have my app, I have no memory.
My dad just tells everybody what's his name or what's her name, and he says that with everybody. So, that works.
Here we are. So here we are, this story that will never end to waste all this radio time, but it's an important story. So then they come to the house to try to make sure this deal's coming together, and she starts telling me about you and your family and your brothers and your sisters and your mom and your dad and your rich heritage in Utah in tennis and family and how good you really are, of which I had no idea. So she's like your biggest fan on the planet that you don't even know about. And she was the one that was telling me what a rock star human being and family man and tennis player you are. So that's how that whole story about Rob McFadden or McFarland or whatever his name is came full circle. Look it up and see how you pronounce his name. So how do you beat that? Is that cool enough, Rob?
Hey, I love it. It's all about trust. And like you always do, I mean, you're always reaching out to people. It's just taking care of people. I mean, I think in the last week, I've had four just insane conversations with people that have nothing to do with network marketing that just gave me like, hey, I want to do this with you. I want to do that with you. I'm going to include you in this huge business or this huge investment deal. And I'm like, what is happening? It's just crazy how it compounds. It's the whole, you know, as your guy says, isn't it Harvey McKay says, you know, build your well before you're thirsty. Or I like Amen. To say, build your ark before it rains. It's true. Yeah. True.
Harvey's our buddy. Carla Neal Pierce. We love you. Unbelievable woman. If you guys don't know who she is an absolute rock star of epic proportion.
I just talked to her for 30 minutes. She's doing it. Right? She's coming on strong. Energy's coming back. She's coming to Dubai. She says
she's never given me 3 minutes and you got 30. She owes me 27. That's unbelievable. I can't believe you got 30 minutes with her. The only reason I was able to even get close to her was because old people don't sleep, and I'd go into at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd be there for her clubhouse lives when she was training her teams, and I'd pop in there and I actually got to hear her. But you know, we are the luckiest people in the world to get to meet all these extraordinary people. And you have done such an unbelievable job of gathering them up. And we've had strong conversation about your motives and your talents. And I'll never forget, Ted Knighton had a big contest. And I thought that I had a guy that I had a horse in the race for best trainer in network marketing. And I had a horse in the race. And this horse, I'm just whipping him. I am whipping him. And we're so far ahead of everybody to win Ted Knighton's Nothing Award. And all of a sudden, from the distance, here came this horse. And it went by us about a quarter pull, half, three quarters of the way. It looked like we were standing still. Rob Sperry won that thing by 15 miles because he's got so much influence across this entire profession. It's unbelievable. And I just wanted to acknowledge you for that, too, publicly. And pretty quick, we're going to actually let you talk on this show. What do you think?
Seems like a pretty novel idea.
Okay, take it away, baby.
Well, I still remember when you reached out and called me, and it was amazing. I heard congrats, F-bomb, 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 congrats, F-bomb, 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 congrats. And it was, and then it was just like, hey, mad respect, and it was so fun. But now you guys have both been really awesome. You guys are so good at always asking questions. Every time when I talk with someone, my goal is always to listen more and talk less when you're in a private conversation, right? Interviews, I know, can you never know which direction it's going to go. But private conversation. And every single time I talk to you guys, at the end of the conversation, I'm like, crap, I lost. Like, I talked more. They beat me to it. They ask questions first. And it's just such an important concept. One of the things I always teach is successful people just do the basics better. And I've taught that for over a decade, but I don't know, the last 2 weeks it's really hit home more because I'm watching my favorite football team several weeks ago lose. And it came down to simple things like too many penalties. Simple things like can't block, offensive line can't block at all. Simple things like a couple missed catches, right, the wide receivers could have made. Same thing in basketball. Same thing in tennis. As I'm coaching tennis now 5 months a year, I'm coaching my my son and daughter's high school tennis teams, which has been super fun. It's like, oh, they double faulted too much. They need to get three balls in the tennis court. And it's the same thing in network marketing and life is a lot of times we go for the elaborate, crazy strategies, which are fun. I teach some of those as well. But it always comes back to, can you do the basics better? Can you make the mundane and boring exciting, right? Because sometimes, let's be honest, it's not as boring. It's like, oh, I got to reach out to new people. I got to stay in contact with people. I got to. And so doing those things and mastering those basics is not always easy. And I know I get that, you know, standard, you know, call and text from Tom all the time, right? It's just, he's just being a good human being and staying in touch, which by the way, I got a post that's already scheduled going out and I'm giving you a shout out in it because in it, it's called a textrovert. And a textrovert is the person that doesn't want a phone call. They only want a text. And in it, I'm like, unless it's Tom Chenal, then I want to call everyone else. Text me. So I put
there you go.
Well, like I'll talk to Carla for, you know, most people 2 minutes. Carla, I'll talk to her forever. My peeps that come to my masterminds, I don't know, I like talking to them forever. They're just friends now, you know? But I just think successful people just do the basics better. Coming back to those things. Tyreka, what's happening? She's coming to Dubai as well. So we got Dubai in the house here.
Dubai's going to be crazy. I'm going to go to that. My wife's not going. So that's going to be interesting. So she's not. Yeah, Adrian should go.
Skydiving.
Yeah, we're excited about that. The yacht, the skydiving, all the stuff you're going to be doing. But Rob, here's the deal. I know you pretty well, and I know that you're as introverted as they come. And I know you have mastered hiding in plain sight. And I don't think you have got a monopoly on that. I think most of us are scared to death. And most of us don't know how to pull off what you did. But it is an epic accomplishment that you have branded yourself in a business where you are literally one of the voices of integrity and training in this profession. And you are absolutely not that guy out there blowing your own horn. How did you do that and why?
Man, it was tough. I mean, don't know him well, but the guy that mentored me in this profession is Lon Wardrop, and he's probably the strongest type A person I've ever met. I mean, if you put 100 type A personalities in the room, he'd probably be the biggest, and I'm saying this out of love, the biggest bully out of them all. And so when I started, it was complete opposite of my style and personality. At the beginning, I confused principles and techniques, meaning I thought I had to say what he said. That's the technique. The principle was the world loves boldness. It makes people curious. It's contagious. And once I learned the principle, I started applying it to my own style, my own personality. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to try to be like these people. I'm not going to be the person that yells, right? I'm going to figure out what's the bold version of me. And once I figured that out, it did take time to fine tune and dial in and start feeling more comfortable as I was doing things. But it helped tremendously when I learned the difference.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Rob Sperry with us, and this guy is the best. And if you haven't been to one of his masterminds, if you haven't read one of his 500 books, you're out of your mind. If you haven't been to one of his masterminds, I'm telling you, he rents mansions. He does it so well. He's got a complete culture built into it, and these loyal, raving fans that keep going time and time again. And I was talking to somebody that's very jealous about that, about his success the other day. And we were talking about the success of the people that go to the masterminds. It is breathtaking what you've done with people. Talk about what a mastermind even is and some of the success stories that you've gotten out of those things, Rob, because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember reading the book Think and Grow Rich and how Napoleon Hill started talking about masterminds, and I started doing further research, and he started doing invisible masterminds, meaning with people that weren't alive, like famous people like Abraham Lincoln. And he said he had to stop doing them because he started feeling like he was going crazy as he was talking out loud to them, right? And then he was envisioning what they would say back, but he said it was one of the top keys to his success. So I looked at it as, most people don't know this, right now I'm sitting down, so everybody thinks I'm short. I don't know why. When I meet everyone, they're like, I thought you were short. I'm 6'1". It may or may not be with shoes on. Doesn't matter. I'm 6'1". Guys round up, so I'm 6'1". Don't challenge it. And with me being 6'1", I grew up the little guy, okay? I was the guy that, I was one of the shortest when I was in 8th grade. In 9th grade, I started growing between 8th and 9th, and then finally started, I grew really, really late. And growing up as a little guy, the way that I won, being so soft-spoken and being introverted and being shy naturally, was collaboration. It was always just surrounding myself with the right people. So it was like I was doing a variation of masterminds in everything that I did, always, without knowing it. That's how I won, was surrounding myself with other people. So I started doing it prior to network marketing. And then when I started network marketing, I started doing it with people outside of network marketing. And then I started doing it with people inside of network marketing. We just meet and just chat and learn different things. And so when I started coaching, I thought, you know what? This is my thing. This is what I love doing. And so why not bring people together? And so the very first one, I brought people together. You got to start somewhere, but I brought everybody together, meaning top earners and non-top earners. And it was a little more difficult without having a theme. And so I started separating, having the breakthrough, which is mindset. And that actually is top earners as well. But because the theme is mindset, they love it because it's focusing on all the basics. And then I do my top earner one as well. And the experience has been phenomenal. I mean, I saw one gal go from, she never made more than $5,000 a month, and she got her check over to over $40,000 a month. Another barely over six figures a year that became a $1 million earner. I mean, just on and on and on with people and their stories. And even if I'm a small percentage of that, even if I'm 1%, it's fun to see that growth and fun to see people have. It's like, what was that show called where you can have a lifeline? You know, where you play that show and you call and you
be a millionaire.
Yeah. So it's like they have lifelines from all different companies. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're not ready, Tom, that idea you gave me, I'm not ready for it. Well, 6 months later, they reach out to Tom, let alone the content during and the breakthroughs. It's like a convention on master on steroids. They reach out to, hey, Tom, you know the thing you were talking about? I saw you're doing this. Can you help me out? You got an unlimited amount of lifelines. So it's fun. I love it.
Well, you're a master at the mastermind. When's your next one? Who can go? And when's your next one? Who can go?
January 27th to 31st is my Sundance one. Everyone can apply and go to that one. And then the one after that is the Dubai one, which is February 23rd. That you have to be a six-figure annual earner minimum. We'll have about 50, I think we'll have more, but 50, six, seven, and eight-figure earners. Tom knows the cast. I don't even want to start to list because then you know I'll miss people. But it's absolutely insane, and I'm excited as Tom's going to be speaking at that one.
It's going to be out of control. I'm nervous. I'm telling you what, I only have to lose about 85 pounds. I mean, there's a million things I have to do between here and there. It's going to be exciting, but you know what? To be able to hang around with Rob Sperry and Fraser Brooks, and those two are two peas in a pod. And if you haven't registered for Fraser Brooks' big event starting Friday, you're out of your mind. It's a $59 ticket. And I'm sure we don't even have a link yet, but we'll try to figure one out during the break. But Fraser Brooks is a rock star. You two are two peas in a pod. I went down to Australia and spoke with you guys. That was more fun. My wife didn't go again, so I got to just hang with them. And these guys are kids and just alive and not doing stupid stuff, just being good human being guys. It was unbelievable. And I want to thank you for including me in that club, because it kind of helped launch contact mapping in our career again yet one more time. Having friends like Fraser Brooks and Rob Sperry, people that are true generic trainers without any agenda except to feed their own family and help you feed yours, is so refreshing and wonderful. We're going to come back to the show right now. Adrian's giving me what? Take a break. I know. We're taking a break. I mean, whatever we're at, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A reason for optimism in the fight against COVID. Pfizer reporting yesterday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC who will benefit most.
This is going to be a backstop for people who have a breakthrough infection despite vaccination that's being studied for breakthrough infections, people who don't respond well to vaccines, and people who can't get vaccinated for whatever reason.
Pfizer plans to submit its data on the pill to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The CEO tells CNBC he expects the drug could be available by the end of the year. A rising number of breakthrough COVID cases in the UK being blamed on children. Health officials say unvaccinated kids are passing the virus on to their vaccinated parents. Research finds vaccinated people have a 25% chance of catching the virus if they live with a symptomatic COVID patient. This is USA Radio News. Amidst a tough week, Democrats find something to cheer about.
On this vote, the yeas are 228 and the nays are 206. The motion is adopted.
The House last night passing a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It's designed to fix roads, bridges, rail, airports, seaports, mass transit, waterways, broadband infrastructure, and build more plug-in EV chargers. This comes just days after Democrats lost a governor's race in Virginia and narrowly avoided losing the governor's race in New Jersey. President Biden sees good news in the latest jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing the report yesterday. Over 530,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
But labor force participation shows no movement in October, still under 62%. Also, we're over 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic in February 2020. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, Rob Sperry, Adrian Chenault, contactmapping.com. And we're talking to Rob, who is unbelievable. Richard Brook and he, have collaborated in conversation, endorsing some stuff that Rob's done. Obviously, Rob wasn't born when Richard wrote his book, so he couldn't really endorse his, but he can like do the abridging things like that, kind of like the Bible or something. But the point I make is contact mapping. A philosophy of remembering people on a regular basis, so at some point there's an ask, is something that we all know we need to do. And at the highest levels of network marketing and in regular business and in family, it is by far the most abused skill that we even think we have. And Rob Sperry wants to talk about that a little bit.
Well, when I first started, as we talked about, how scared I was, my personality, those that know me, I was so scared that I wouldn't go to my friend's house without my younger brother, who was 2 years younger than me. I was so scared when I was 12 years old, I wouldn't even swing the baseball bat. So my dad threatened to ground me if I didn't swing it, swing the bat. So when I started out in network marketing, I'd overcome a lot of things, but I still had huge limiting beliefs. Cold contacting, like if you were to say, Rob, the only way you're going to make this thing work, the only way you're ever going to be successful in life is if you go talk to people, random people in the store that you've never met before. In my mind at that time, I would have said I'd rather be broke. That's how scared I was. So the way that I won is exactly what you're talking about, except for we didn't have anything contact mapping, so I didn't have the same structure. But I turned these contacts of people that I had met previously in any walk of life or that I newly just met, and I would make sure I stayed in contact with people. I know it wasn't fake chit-chat like people talk. I hate fake chit-chat, right? Hey, how's the weather? Go Google it. Stop messaging me and asking me how the weather is where I'm at, right? Like, go look it up. Stupid crap like that would annoy me. But instead, it's like you see on social media. Someone got married. Someone had a baby. Someone just traveled on vacation here. Someone said something funny. Their sports team won, right? And so I started creating this information like you're talking about, but I just had to put it in the phone because there was nothing structured. And then I would put in the calendar when to reach out to them. And I would stay in contact. Now, yes, I still had to reach out and I still had to ask people and I still had to invite people. You can't just, you know, reach out without doing that. But when I did both of those, what was interesting is these people that said no to me, to my business, because I stayed in contact with them. And we're not talking a lot. We're talking maybe once every 2 months. A quick voice message that was 20 seconds, a lot of those people ended up saying yes a year later or 2 years later. So I never ran out of warm contacts. I never had to go cold contact because I became such a master at really working those warm contacts and building that trust that, yes, I did become the number one recruiter out of a million distributors, and I did it my way. Because the truth be told, I was so scared to talk to anybody that was like a cold contact that I'm like, I'm going to be a master at this. This is my strength.
And that's such an important point because I think we're all, for various reasons, when you get started in network marketing, we're all scared, right? You're scared somebody's going to bite your head off because they're going to say it's a scam. You feel like you've burned your warm network and that you've failed one too many times and no one's going to listen to you. You feel like you're too young, you don't have any credibility. You feel like you're too old, you don't have any credibility. Like there's some reason why you are scared that you're just not good enough. And what Rob just said is so powerful because what he did is he learned people's stories. And then instead of having to be this sort of barking chihuahua following up with them and have nothing to talk about and just like you are going to annoy them because you're being annoying, instead.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, my word. It's so bad. The pattern, you know, I used to try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And now the pattern recognition is like it's so dialed. If somebody says, how are you? And that's like the only thing they say to you on a cold message.
Block.
Delete. Block. Like it's that, like they, it never
redeems. They mean well, so I feel bad, but I'm just like, what am I supposed to respond to that? Good. You know? Oh, my day was great. I had this and this. Like, you know what I mean? And that's part of what you guys are teaching as well. It's not just organization, but teaching. What's common sense to one isn't common sense to another.
Exactly right. And so what you did, Rob, and we talked about this. It was actually, I was going to mention this a minute ago. I pulled you up to give you a call to check in with you right before the show. And in the phone, in the phone contact, because it was we didn't have the app yet. You and I talked when we were working on the app and we didn't even have an app yet. And I have a note in there on your contact talking about this whole progression where you have lived contact mapping before contact mapping was a thing. And we had all of this commonality of what you did, but what Rob did intuitively that contact mapping now gives you this roadmap to do is that you realize that you can be an introvert and you can never run out of people to talk to just by learning enough of people's story that when you reach back out to them in 2 months and send them a 20-second voice clip or whatever you do, that they're happy to hear from you because you talk about their favorite subject, which is them. Right, Rob?
100%. And what happens is you build that trust as well, where it's so much easier. People talk good about you. From there, you can get referrals as you go. Sometimes things change in life. So it's just this is what I'll say. Be a networker first and a network marketer second. If you can always remember that, I promise you, it's not only going to help you tremendously in your network marketing business, it's going to help you in life.
Well, just imagine the concept of calling your mother. I mean, and your cousins and your aunts and your uncles. I was on the phone with Richard Brookett earlier, and my assistant when I was in the brokerage business in 1988, I was talking to another, this whole thing went down through a progression, but by the time it ended up, Richard was just in Sedona yesterday, so I brought it up to him that she was living there now, but she hasn't worked for me for over 30 years. But I got hold of her a couple of days ago as a result of connecting some dots, and it was just like old home week. People will never forget you if you won't forget them. And she or he who stays in touch the most wins. And people are so happy to hear from you, especially if you remember them. And my high school friends, my grade school friends, I'm telling you, I still talk to all of them. And when my friends are looking for one of those old friends, they call me first because I'm known for connection. And I like that. I don't want to be known for how smart I'm not or how good looking I'm not or how rich I'm not. I want to be known for how much I remember other human beings. And you hit the nail on the head. You want to be known for to be a networker instead of a network marketer. But I will tell you, in front of that, you want to be known as a good human being whose agenda is the other person's agenda. So you're not looking at people as prospects. You're looking at them as human beings that you can serve. If you get there from here, you become Rob Sperry.
Amen. All right, Harry, hold on. Drop the mic.
Oh, my God. He shook this thing, and that mic almost went tumbling off the table.
Really? A minute ago? Or
no, early in the show. He braced himself on the table, and I went, oh, Lord. Here goes the mic.
I've rolled so many things in this office.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I love that. And people are so, again, turn it into a game, right? If you're scared of talking to people, start playing the game. That's how much can I get them talking about themselves, because then I don't have to talk. And I was on a call earlier today with a coach who I want to get onto contact mapping, and we were talking about all this stuff. And he, kind of in passing, he goes, yeah, I read this book. I'm rereading it. It's top five things I've read the most or watched the most in my life. Number one, and he lists off a movie, the Bible, two books, and another movie. And he just, boom, 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 he names these things off. And they weren't, the books made sense. The movies, I was like, Black Hawk Down was the number one thing he has spent the most time with in his life. And I was like, okay, hold on. Why Black Hawk Down? Like, what's that about? And it was like, I could go make myself a coffee and I could go and, you know, do a couple other things. And like, I just turned this guy loose and he told me not just about the movie, but about what it was about that thing that was meaningful to him. And that gave me an entire new insight into who this person is, that if I was trying to bring him into a network marketing business, I could speak exactly into his language and exactly into his values and exactly into what he cares about in a way that no one else could, because I didn't just let that pass by. I actually grabbed onto it and I asked the next question. That's what you can do. And the more introverted you are, the more scared of people you are, actually the more easy it is for you to do that, because you're not so obsessed with trying to tell the next story that makes you look good.
And one of the things I love, people looking at me like, how did he know that? But in conversation, we all say a bunch of things that we never remember saying, that nobody ever documents but me. And I remember the important stuff, and I have it in my phone. And when I sit down to go, you know, Sandy Ellsberg, who's been in, you know, she's just been in the business a long time. And I still have her, and John Milton Fogg, both of them. When they both had the little tiny kids, I had their goals and their contact map done way back when. And I transposed that into my contact mapping app. And now Richard Brooks' goddaughter, John Fogg's daughter, is now a nanny in New York City, and Richard just went back and saw them. And Sandy Ellsberg, a little girl, who she sacrificed her life for, is now going to be a medical doctor as of next week. And those are the kind of rich things that you get if you take the time to listen, document, and remember like crazy. And then at the end of that, you end up a successful network marketer. Right, Rob?
Yeah, I think I'm thinking of all the things you're saying, thinking of a different way just to say it is the ability to learn how to learn is the greatest ability one can have. So we're always trying to learn from everything. Like I said at the beginning, successful people just do the basics better. So the thing I was thinking about is one of the things I wrote about in the Game of Networking book is I was trying to simplify networking. Was the very first law I thought was actually the most important was the law of likability. Because no matter how credible someone is, if you can't stand them at all, you're not going to want to refer them. You're not going to want to do business with them. I mean, how many times have you seen people want to leave amazing from our perspective uplines because they just can't stand them? And so showing appreciation, recognizing people, asking questions, paying attention to their interests increases your likability. You're not doing it in a fake way at all. That you're misinterpreting if you understand it that way. But that law of likability will open so many doors for you in so many ways. I mean, when we talked earlier about Frazier, what's one of the top things, one of the reasons why he's one of the top coaches? Yeah, he has incredible strategies and trainings, and he's a social media genius. But honestly, if he were a total jerk, he would have, I think, no success. I think the secret sauce magic to him is that likable, crazy energy and how he makes everybody feel so important.
Yep, we got to take a break. We're going to come back for the final segment right after this. We've got the one and only Rob Sperry. And I can't believe how many text messages I'm getting from people wanting to know about you and how to get hold of you. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Rob Sperry with us, which is really, really cool because the guy is really, he's one of the young rock stars at an elevated level that I can't even believe in the generic training space. And I trust him. I love him. I respect him. I value his opinion. He's been a great, great asset and ally for Adrian and I. And now I know you're learning a little bit about crypto a little bit, and I see all these people just out there flocking to it, and I'm scared for it mixing with network marketing, and I'm scared of a lot of things around network marketing right now with the FTC talking so much about income claims and product claims and health claims. What do you think about it all, Rob?
I think it's a balance. I think as far as crypto goes, absolutely. I'm a huge proponent of crypto long term. But mixing the two is a little bit different. I look at crypto as the dot-com boom where 95% was crap and 5% was absolutely incredible. So understand it. Don't invest what you can't afford to lose. And then you got to look at it more as I look at it as a long-term type investment and ride the huge highs. And then you're soon going to have a huge bear market that you lose about 75% of what you put in. So you got to be a little bit aware on some of that stuff, understand the technology. Mixing the two is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult from a compliance standpoint. I know there are companies that feel like they've figured that out. We're not going to go into that. All I'll say is it's extremely difficult as you go and making things happen. And as far as regulations go, I'm probably in the middle on this. And here's why. Anytime a company gets shut down, everybody feels like every company is going to get shut down. And I feel like we sway too much on the emotional side on both ways. And so it's like when Veeam got shut down, everyone acted like that was the norm. How many companies that have done over 100 million have actually gotten shut down since Veeam? I don't know of any. So, and so I look at it and I say on one side, I feel like we jump to conclusions like too much when they send out letters and stuff. On the other side, I'm glad they send out letters because some of these companies, you know, and us distributors are idiots, right? I know I'm a coach, not a distributor anymore. I still feel like, you know, that's the heart of me where we do make false claims. And so, yeah, sometimes I feel like they are a little too strict and it's annoying, but it's important for us to control what we can control. And there's no need to make outlandish claims or anything like that. There's no need to on products or even income claims or anything like that. The truth is good enough as you're building this business. And if you want to build a sustainable business, do that. And as far as the future goes, I think it's going to be customers, 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 customers. We've seen that shift the last 5 years. And I actually think in large part it's because of Amazon. Amazon upped their game with customers, which forced the network marketing profession to say, you know what? What's the value proposition, right? And so I think more and more that's going to be the name of the game of providing more value. Now, value is not just the product itself. It's the marketing to it. It's the plan in place that comes with it. Maybe it's a system, right? For example, someone's weight loss, like what's the system that comes with it? What's the support? What's the culture? What's the community, right? And so I think more and more it's going to become that. So that's a 5 minute answer. I could spend probably 2 hours
on. Oh, awesome. Yeah, I think that's really important. And so let's talk about the customer's piece though, in terms of absolutely you have to have value proposition. Absolutely you have to have a product that works. What's your perspective on how this sort of wave and maybe even like rotation, or you could argue over rotation from customers, or sorry, from companies, of like really pushing this customer's thing down into the field? What, like, how do you, if you're a field leader, how do you think about that?
Yeah, I think the shift has happened with a lot, but with many it still hasn't, because they're thinking of quick fix. They're thinking about what's going to pay me the most this month. Whereas if you start thinking what's going to pay you the most in a year, it's going to be customers. You know, the average customer, if they order for 4 months, orders for years in companies in general. I mean, I've seen the research from a $4 billion company. I've seen the research from a company that does billions a year. And whereas distributor, you don't know. They come in with expectations of making money, and if they don't, they're out. But everyone's thinking, oh, well, if they get someone to get someone to get someone. And look, you're going to sponsor more distributors when you have a great customer acquisition program, because there's going to be better retention and customer acquisition, which means there's going to be a better opportunity for them to make money. So if you focus on that core there, it's going to help you out tremendously. But you can't price products to the compensation plan. You got to price them to the marketplace.
Yes.
And I think companies are starting to get that, right? Whereas before it was like, we're going to price it to the comp plan. You can't do that. You got to price it to the marketplace. Like, what I buy, and I know there's community, I know there's culture, would I buy that product with the community and culture and everything there is if it weren't network marketing? And if the answer is yes, well, you got a winner chicken dinner there. If the answer is no, you're just trying to make money with the opportunity and the product kind of being the side. That's not going to work.
Okay, everybody, this show's almost over, and here's the most important part. You got to find Rob Sperry. You need to read his books. So The Game of Networking on Facebook, 50,000 people, or more than that. It's a really, really cool, fun group. Obviously, robsperry.com. His masterminds are epic. His ability to relate to especially women and any level of network marketing, I'm in awe of. I mean, I've just never seen anybody like him. He's figured it out, and I want you to figure out how to jump in the foxhole with him, because he's worth your time. Next week, we've got Jeff Altberger's on here. He's done unbelievably well. He lives out in Tennessee in a crib, and he's going to be fun. Yeah, he's a maniac. He's a maniac, and it will be a great show, so we want you to come back next week and see that. Anything before we get out of here other than to go to contactmapping.com/app?
That's perfect. And make sure, go plug into one of these masterminds with Rob. He's doing something big, and he's going to put you in around with people that are going to help you level up. So, Rob, as always, thank you so much. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.